Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Thursday at this time, we connect with Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so yesterday we got the note that all of a sudden, all of the railroad crossings in Pensacola weren't working. Apparently, it was a power issue. So what happened and where are we at now?
Well, I'm not sure what caused the power failure in the downtown area, but something did. And when it did, the gate crossings at the railroad crossings, the gates went down. I don't know, and this is something that somebody from the railroad would have to answer. I just don't know. But if this is a safety thing that happens when the power fails, the gates automatically go down, because if the power fails, the train's still going to come through. And you can imagine what could happen if the gates don't go down when they're supposed to because of power fail.
Right.
And a train comes through. So I'm not sure how that happened and if that's a safety issue or not with the gates going down on their own during a power failure. But that's what happened. It lasted almost 4 hours, and now everything is back to normal.
Well, I'm assuming that the danger then is that when people get stuck at the railroad crossing, they look both ways and take matters into their own hands, unfortunately. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes they do that, but we had police officers and cadets at most of these intersections yesterday while this was going on, mitigating that. So
okay.
we did have officers, yeah, because that is, again, it's a dangerous situation. We were in contact with the railroad about where trains were, and fortunately there were no further incidents.
And by mitigating, you mean you were letting people through when it was safe to let them through, or you were telling them do not go?
Both. It depended on the vehicle. It depended on the amount of traffic. But we were down there getting them through when we could, and a lot of big trucks with wide loads, heavy loads, were down there. We were having to reroute them so they could get to where they were going.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, my first thought was, you know, well, PPD's probably just down there making sure people don't cross. And I'm like, well, no, they could be down there facilitating, and it sounds like that's what you did. So, that's actually good police work. So, you know, well done. Red light cameras, January. I thought I heard DC say January. Is that right?
That's what we're hoping. We're waiting on electricity power to get to those cameras. And, that is the target date right now. But we're at the mercy of other people and, the weather, and the holidays. So we'll let you know just as soon as those are hooked up and ready to go. And we want to reiterate that this will be for the first month, whether it starts on January 1 or January 15, there will be a 30-day grace period in there where no citations will be issued, but they will be at no cost. And it's also important to know once 30 days later, once these tickets are issued, that they are civil citations. There are no points on your license. Your insurance will not go up because of it. It's a simple $158 fine. Unless that is not paid, then it becomes different. I mean, then we issue a citation. We issue a Florida citation, which does put points, which does affect your insurance. So the best thing to do is either pay it if you're going to pay it, or contest it if you're going to contest it before we have to issue a state citation.
Very good. You also had a DUI incident. Is that right?
That was early this morning. And, you know, Andrew, every year we do a total blitz, not just me, but all law enforcement agencies, about drinking and driving in the holiday season. We don't want you to do it any time of year, but a lot of people tend to do it this time of year. And it happened last night. We had a individual that struck a tree on Scenic Highway or near Strong Street, where Cervantes turns into Scenic. The car flipped. There were two people inside that were trauma alerted to the hospital with serious injury. So, you know, I don't know what else to do. Maybe we need to reflect the fire department and make a bulb red every time there's a DUI crash. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, you can bet the people involved in that crash wish that they had made another decision on how to get home last night. It's too late for them. But people that are listening right now that have never been involved in or had a DUI or been involved in a DUI crash, it's not too late for you. The important thing is to make a plan. You take an Uber, take a cab, do anything but drive. And that way you don't become one of these people that are hurt or killed or arrested.
You know, it's an interesting idea, the you know, kind of the wreath concept. I'm not sure exactly what you would do to not just be, you know, derivative of what the fire department is doing, but it's an interesting idea to keep the community aware of and think of it as a community problem instead of an individual incident kind of problem. So I actually kind of like that. We always like to end with a kind of a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Sort of. I'm going to turn the tables on you today. I was asked a question. It was last week.
You're going to pull a Janice Gilley. Janice Gilley was the former county administrator. She would always ask me a question at the end of our interview, which I always thought was hilarious. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm about to do. So the question was, and let me tell you what the question was, and then I'm going to tell you the answer that I gave, and then you correct me. The question was, why does the news media concentrate so much on crime and horrible things? And my answer was, it's simply because that's how the human brain works. They want to see what's going on with other people's tragedies and when they're getting arrested and things like that. And that's how clicks and ratings is what drives the media. That's how things work. If you were to take a newspaper stand, and I'm dating myself when I say that, let's go to a website. If you go to a news media website and you had a story on there that about Michael Jordan's new puppy, and then right under that you had another story about Michael Jordan's new puppy being stolen during an armed home invasion at his house, which one do you think is going to get clicked on the most? That's why they do it. It's because people drive this. It's not the news media. It's people. Now, right or wrong?
Generally right. You get the leaders you deserve, and you get the stories you care about. Because for example, let's imagine, you know, two completely hypothetical news organizations. News organization one, Channel 14, okay? Channel 14 runs crime and drama, and Channel 18, let's call them PBS. Channel 18 runs, like, informational, you know, whatever. But they don't do the crime and drama. Guess one, which isn't going to be in business for very long. Yeah, that's basically it. Now,
exactly.
Now, I think, okay, you know, Andrew McKay's own perspective is, you know me, I don't focus a lot on the lurid, the titillating, I have you guys on to talk about these cases, and I have my news department, which is going to cover these stories, but you don't hear me talk a lot about those things because I actually think this is a problem with our news, is that we don't do enough real educating, real in-depth understanding of issues. You know, we do too much of the, well, it's what people want, instead of, well, what do people need? And, you know, it's a little bit too much of letting, this is going to sound like a terrible metaphor, but, you know, you don't let the six-year-old decide what the dinner menu is going to be. Sometimes you need to have a healthy meal. And so it's not enough to say, well, this is what people want. But yes, it's what captivates people. And in a capitalist environment where you survive as a news industry based on how much money you can make through advertisers, which means, you know, eyeballs and ears, then yeah, that's basically right. Ratings flow from that, and you either better do the information really well or you better give them the crime and drama. Right? That's the right answer. Yeah, because that's what people want. No, you're basically right.
Yeah, can you imagine a world without the news media? And they're out there, a main reason, one of the reasons is to keep tabs on government. I mean, if you didn't have them looking out for you, looking out on what government's doing, and the police are a part of government, then who knows what could happen. So there's a legitimate reason. There is a need. You have to have them. And that's just all there is to it.
But if you just focus on the boring stuff, you know, even if it's good stuff,
exactly. Yeah.
People will not, they will not keep watching or they will not keep listening. That's exactly the problem. Mike Wood is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for the good perspective. Merry Christmas. And I will, I'll talk to you again in a little while. But as always, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you. And I appreciate you letting me turn the tables.
Yeah, no, I like it. That doesn't bother me at all.